Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Bay LA Podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and news from around the association. I'm your host, Casey Benz, and we're going back-to-back today. We had Austin here earlier to give you guys an episode on the Laker game from last night against the Phoenix Suns. And I'm here right now to talk about the Golden State Warrior game from last night against the Utah Jazz. So let's just get right into it. The Warriors defeat the Jazz 127-86 in Utah. Another dominating performance from the Warriors. And although it is only the second game of the season against what looks like an inferior opponent, there's always going to be some takeaways from the performance. To start the game, the Warriors rolled out their lineup from last game, which is Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga, Draymond Green, Trayce Jackson-Davis. And similarly to last game against Portland, this lineup was off to a very slow start offensively. And I don't think this is a bad starting lineup at all. Like, we're only two games deep into the season, so don't want to overreact to anything right now. But the question is, when is it appropriate to overreact? Or does that switch turn on before that even happens? Like, before we even get a chance to overreact? The talent is certainly there for them to be a good and efficient starting lineup offensively. But I also feel like this is nothing new for the Warriors. They've always kind of been like a second half team, like even, you know, like during the Durant era and before that. But yeah, like the first quarter, or not first, I mean first quarter and second quarter, but they go off to a slow start and then something happens and they go on these crazy runs, and then all of a sudden the game, it's like a 20 plus point lead. But anyways, I would just like to see them just off to a good start, like from the get-go. But you know, that's a lot to ask for. Can't have a completely stress-free game of basketball. You always got to keep it interesting. But anyways, Buddy Hield checks into the game and the offense starts moving, which kind of leads me to my next point. And I know I was just talking about not overreacting, but I'm going to overreact. I think right now, Buddy Hield is playing like sixth man of the year. And maybe that's not a crazy take, but as in two games, like, he is off to a historic start, making the most threes through his first two games with a team in NBA history. And not only is he taking good shots and making shots, he's distributing the ball well. Like, he led last night's game with 6 assists. And I just think he fits this team so well. I know we've talked about this a lot, like Buddy Hield's fit with the team. But in a Steve Kerr system where shooters are definitely rewarded, Buddy Hield is no exception to the rule. And yeah, I just want to thank Buddy Hield for giving us great basketball to watch. Like, he's an elite shooter. And, you know, you look at the shooting stats from 3-point shooters in recent history, it's like you see kind of like the same names. Like, you see Steph, you see Clay, you see Damian Lillard, and Buddy Hield is always in the mix. And it's no fluke. Like, dude is a certified bucket. And I feel like his whole NBA career, he's just kind of been, we're just been waiting to see him with the right team. And I think this is the right team. Like I just mentioned before, he fits the Steve Kerr offense and what they're trying to do with their offense so well. And he's showing up. And also, all right, so another shout out on the offense is Brandon Podziemski. Brandon Podziemski, he bounced back with a solid 15 points and shot an excellent 50% from the field after what was a very rough night offensively for him in Portland. And that's not to say that he didn't have a good game in Portland. He had a good game in Portland. Like, he's all over the place. He does all the little things well. And I think you got to do the little things to be able to do the great thing, which is to win. And the scoring is a bonus, but he bounced back well last night, 15 points, 50%. Good job, Pods. Moving on. Defeating your opponent by 41 points is impressive, no matter what. But I think holding your opponent to under 90 points in today's NBA is even more impressive. The Warriors' defensive game plan was pretty flawless. I know the Utah Jazz don't have the most star-studded lineup. they're kind of in the same situation as the Trailblazers, I would say, as in they're a young team with good young talent. They just kind of got to figure it out. And we kind of got the same result as that Portland game. But anyways, they got guys like Lauri Markkanen and Jordan Clarkson. Those guys are certified problems for other teams. Like, we saw Lauri Markkanen in the Jazz opener against the Grizzlies put up like 35 points. Jordan Clarkson, historically, he has been a bucket. And the Warriors did a great job in keeping both Markkanen and Clarkson bottled up. They're throwing double teams at Clarkson. They're playing full court press, even with a commanding lead. They were just playing aggressive defense. And some guys did get into foul trouble. I believe Draymond, he had like 4 fouls in, I don't know if it was either the second quarter or the third, but they ended up challenging the foul call. But yeah, they're playing aggressive and they were just giving the Jazz fits. And I don't want to rag on the Jazz. Like, the Jazz do have legitimate young talent. Danny Ainge running the show. I'm sure they'll figure it out at some point. They'll put themselves in a good position, or they'll trade off their young talent and keep rebuilding. But yeah, let's switch gears back to the Warriors. So we've talked about their depth, and there are a lot of guys on this team that can play NBA basketball. And usually having a 12-man rotation would concern me, and especially with, you know, when you're thinking about keeping guys in rhythm and consistency. But I figure, you know, if you're up a lot and you kind of got control of the game, why not experiment with these different lineups and combinations, see what works, see what doesn't work, see who plays well together. And it leads me to say strength in numbers is back. And the brand of basketball they're playing right now is, you know, it looks like Warriors basketball, and it's very nice to watch. And I know we're only 2 games into the season. We've had a perfect preseason, but as a Bay Area sports fan, the Warriors right now, it's kind of all I got right now. So I'm milking it for all that it's worth. I'd like to give a shout out to the coaching staff, Steve Kerr, Jerry Stackhouse, Terry Stotts, making it all happen, as well as, you know, the whole lineup. Like, let's just keep it moving, keep it pushing, and keeping this show pushing, looking ahead. Next game is tomorrow, which is Sunday at 5:30 p.m. We got the Warriors home opener against the Los Angeles Clippers. Unfortunately, the game's going to be around the same time as the 49ers Sunday night football game against the Dallas Cowboys. But this should be a good game. And it's going to be a good game to see how they look and match up against a team who was in the playoffs last season. And with the excitement the Warriors have generated around the Bay Area this preseason and with these 2 games in the regular season so far, I'm sure that the crowd at Chase Center is going to be rocking. And maybe we can rival the wall they got going on at the Intuit Dome, which honestly, I am a full believer of and a fan of. I think having something like that in the NBA is pretty crazy, but in a good way. But yeah, the Clippers, they're coming into San Francisco 1-1, coming off a win against the Denver Nuggets, where Norman Powell had 37 points. They lost their home opener against the Suns in a heartbreaking overtime loss, 116-113. But they look like a legitimate team. James Harden is averaging nearly a triple-double with 29 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Avicii Zubac is a very solid center. Terrence Mann also is a very good player. They're well coached. They got a good mix of veterans and young talent. And they're doing all of this without Kawhi Leonard. And the whole Kawhi Leonard situation, that's another story for another day. But in regards to this matchup, I'm looking forward to seeing what it has in store for us. Because, yeah, it's a good measuring stick. See how they look against a team that was just in the playoffs and a team that is performing well, I would say. But, yeah, I think that's going to wrap things up for me. I want to thank you all for listening and tuning in. Thank you all for your support so far. We all really appreciate it. And please give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating, like spread the word. We love doing this and we like to keep it going. I also want to thank my great friends and amazing co-hosts, Roman, Austin, and Brock. Looking forward to the next time we get all the boys together. And it's always a great time. See you all next time. Have a great night. Peace.